奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
按照华人生肖年的计算，今年是鸡年。
So according to the Chinese zodiac, the year to come is going to be the year of rooster.
那中文字的鸡和吉祥的吉是谐音，所以鸡年呢又被称为是吉年。
In the Chinese language, the word rooster sounds somewhat similar to the word for harmony, which is why the year of rooster is also popularly known as a harmonious year.
在传统华人的家庭里面呢、啊，新年的筵席的一道菜一定是要有一只鸡。
And in the Chinese tradition, one of the most important dish in a reunion dinner for Chinese New Year is chicken.
而且是大肥鸡。
And it must be a fat chicken.
说什么是大吉当头啊？
To a point to their hope that it's going to be a prosperous and harmonious year to come.
所以在他们的心目当中啊，鸡是有好意头。
Which is why, according to the Chinese point of view, chicken represents good omen.
但我并不是要强调鸡的好意头，我是要强调鸡的好德性。
I'm not going to talk about the good omen represented by the chicken, but I'm just going to talk about the virtues of rooster.
其实古代的人他们称鸡为五德鸡。
Actually, the people in the ancient times claim that rooster, there are five virtues about them.
知道是哪五德吗？
Do you know what are the five virtues?
我们现代人只知道肯德基家乡鸡，但我们却不知道什么是五德鸡。
Now we only talk about Kentucky Fried Chicken, but we do not know what are the five virtues of chicken.
我们请 control room 放给我们看是哪五德。五德就是文、武、勇、义、信。
The five virtues, firstly being scholarly, secondly being adept at fighting, thirdly is bravery, fourthly it's loyalty, and fifthly is trustworthiness.
这五德是我们人要追求的目标。
And these five virtues are things that we have to strive after.
更是我们基督徒应当追求的目标。
It's also the aim that we should strive after as Christians.
因此，我们不要只是喜欢肯德基，我们也应该喜欢五德鸡。
So not only should we like chicken for Kentucky Fried Chicken, we should also learn from the virtues.
那
virtues.
第一个就是文德，为什么呢？
Firstly, we talk about its scholastic pride.
他说，头戴冠为文。
Firstly, it has the crown, symbolizing its scholastic pride.
公鸡的头上那一块肉啊，就好像戴上冠一样。
So, it is rooster has a crown. It's as if it's wearing a crown on it.
那古时候戴冠者多数是文人或者是官员。
And in the ancient times, only the academic people would wear crowns.
而不只是代表他们有学问，更说明了他们是知书识礼的人。
It wasn't only to point to their vast learning, it's also to tell that they are very wise people.
所以古代的人追求的就是头顶上能够有一顶乌纱帽。
Which is why people in the ancient time would always want to pursue or to look for the opportunity to wear this crown on them.
就像现代的人，他们所追求的就是头上有一顶四方帽一样。
It's just like people now, they strive after the opportunity to wear the mortarboard.
不过犹太人呢，他们追求的是在他们的额头上有一个四方赫子。
But the Jews, they would always want to wear this little square box on their foreheads.
请看马太福音二十三章第五节。
Matthew 23 verse 5.
马太福音二十三章第五节。
Matthew 23 verse 5. They do all their deeds to be seen by men, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long.
法利赛人他们做事都是要让人家看见的。
And everything that the Pharisees do, They do it in the hope that people will see.
当然有很多件事。
Of course, there are many things that they do.
其中一件主要是说，他们将佩戴的经文做宽了。
But one of the thing that Lord Jesus Christ pointed out was that they made their phylacteries broad.
什么叫做佩戴的经文呢？
What was this phylacteries?
原来在旧约圣经里面，神有吩咐他们要把经文戴在你们的各上，绑在你们的手上。
As it turned out in the Old Testament, the Lord God instructed the Jews to wear the instructions, the scriptures on their foreheads.
那这样的记载在旧约圣经里面一共有四段。
And there are four of such instructions from the Lord in the Old Testament Bible.
第一段就是在出埃及记十三章。
And the first of such instruction is found in Exodus chapter 13.
第一节到第十节。
Exodus chapter 13 verses 1 to 10.
在第九节这样记载。
In verse 9 it says,
他说这要在你手上做记号，在你额上做纪念，使耶和华的律法藏在你口中。
Here it says, it shall be to you as a sign on your hand, as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth.
那么第二段就是从十一节到第十六节。
And the second passage we can find is found in verses 11 to 16.
在十六节这样说。
Verse 16 says,
这要在你手上做记号，在你额上做经文。
It shall be as a mark on your hand, or as frontlets between your eyes.
那第三段是在《生命记》第六章。
And the third of such passages is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节到第九节。
Verses 4 to 9.
这一段我们就比较熟悉了，因为我们比较常读的。
And this is a more familiar passage in Bible.
尤其是在宗教教义日的时候。
Especially during the RE days.
我们请看《生命记》第六章。第四到第九节。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9.
请念。
Verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and you walk by the way. And you lie down when you rise, and you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
好，不但要常常谈论神的话，第八节说，也要系在手上为记号，也要戴在各上为经文。
Not only had they to always talk about it, they had also to bind them as a sign upon their hands, and it shall be a frontlets between their eyes.
第四段就是在十一章，生命记十一章。
The fourth one we can find is in Deuteronomy 11.
十三节到二十一节。
Verses 13 to 21.
在二十，十一节到二十三，二十一节，十三节到二十一节。
Verses 13 to 21.
那么在十九节，在十八节这样告诉我们。
And it is.Said in verse 18,
他说要系在手上为记号，要戴在各上为经文。
It shall be as a sign upon your hand; it shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
这四段经文都同样谈到这一句话，要系在手上，要戴在各上。
And in all four instances, we read of this instruction that it shall be a sign that is bound on your hands and as frontlets between our eyes.
所以犹太人就按照字句把这四段的经文都抄写下来，然后放在用皮做的盒子里面。
And the Jews took it literally. They wrote down everything that was recorded in these four passages in the Bible, and they put into a little box.
那么真的一个就是绑在手上，那么一个就是真的戴在个头上。
And they would tie it on their hand as well as tie as a frontlet between their eyes.
然后就说明了他们是多么的看重神的话，遵行神的话，把神的话戴在个头上，绑在他们的手上。
And by doing this, they hope to show that they esteem the Lord, the word of the Lord, so much that they were willing to bind it on their hand as well as to tie upon their foreheads.
然后他又担心人家看不清楚，所以他们又把这个盒子做得特别大。
And then they become worried that people will not be able to see it clearly, so they make a especially big box.
让人家一看到就知道，哦，这个人是多么的虔诚。
So that people upon a glance would tell instantly that this person is a pious person.
让那一些没有戴的人啊，多么的羞耻！你看你们都没有遵守神的话，没有把它绑在手上，没有戴在歌上。
So as to put the people who have not done this to shame, and they can so that they can accuse them of not having bind it upon their hands and wear it upon their foreheads.
但是他们却不明白神的旨意。
But yet they do not understand the will of God.
神的旨意真的是要他们用褐子把神的话装在褐子戴在头上吗？
Was the will of God really for them to put the instructions of the Lord into little boxes and bind it on their hand and their foreheads?
当然不是。
Of course not.
神是要他们用他们的头脑来去思想神的话。
What God wanted was for them to use their brain to ponder about the words of God.
把神的话放在心里面。
To put the word of the Lord in their hearts.
不是用褐子去装起来的。
Not to contain it in boxes.
你带着这个褐子的经文有什么用呢？
What use is it if you bring this little box with scriptures along?
就好像今天你有好几本圣经有什么用呢？
So what good is it that you have so many books, Bibles?
你只是拿来装饰。
Because those are only ornaments for you.
只有你去读，你去思想，你存记在你的心里，这样神的话对你才能够产生作用的。
The word of the Lord only take effect if you were to read it and if you were to ponder about it.
所以我们要把神的话放在我们的心中。
Hence, we must always put the words of the Lord in our hearts.
要思想神的话。
To always ponder about the words of God.
我们不需要佩戴这些经文。
We do not need to physically wear these scriptures.
但是我们却是要常常思想神的话。
But we must always think about the words of God.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
请看《生命记》的32章。
Let us read Deuteronomy 32.
45-47节。
Verses 45-47.
生命记32章45-47节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 45-47. And when Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "Lay to heart all the words which I enjoin upon you this day, and you may command them to your children, and that they may be careful to do all the words of this law. For it is no trifle for you, but it is your life. And thereby you shall live long in the land which you are going over the Jordan to possess."
摩西并没有叫他们把经文放在褐子上，戴在个头上。
And Moses did not instruct them to put the verses of the Lord into little boxes and to wear it upon their foreheads.
他说：“你们都要放在心上。”
And Moses' instruction was for them to lay to heart all the words.
不但你自己要遵守，还要教导你的子孙们去遵守。
Not only must you observe them yourselves, you must also command them to your children.
这不是虚空的事。
These are not vain things.
这也不是与你们赚钱无关的事。
These are not things that have nothing to do with earning money.
的确的，这跟你们赚钱是无关的。
Of course, these have nothing to do with earning wealth for yourselves.
但是这却是跟你们的生命有很大的关系的。
But it has something to do with your life.
所以摩西告诉你他们，
That was why Moses told them,
这乃是你们的生命。
That this is your life.
我们能够知道这个重要性吗？
Do we realize the importance of this?
圣经的话就是我们的生命。
The words in the Bible are our lives.
一个人能不能够得救？
Whether a person can be saved or not.
一个人将来能不能够站立在主耶稣的面前？
Whether he is able to stand firm before the Lord in the future.
那就是看他有没有遵循了主耶稣的道。
Depends on whether he has observed the words of the Lord or not in his life.
所以主耶稣很清楚地提醒我们大家。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ reminded us very clearly.
人活着不是单靠食物。
That man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着乃是要靠神口里出的一切话。
But man live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
他又很认真地告诉我们。
And he told us very seriously.
我实实在在地告诉你们。
That truly I say to you.
当主耶稣强调这一句话的时候，你就知道这一句话是多么的重要。
And when the Lord emphasized in this manner, we can know the importance of what he's about to say.
主说。
And the Lord said.
我的话就是灵。就是生命。
My word is spirit and is life.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
有许多人把主耶稣的话当作是废话。
A lot of people think that the words of the Lord spoken did not hold any meaning.
有些人说主耶稣的话多么的难听，怎么听得进去呢？
And Some people commented that the words of the Lord were hard sayings that they found very difficult to accept.
今天你也是在听神的话，你也在读神的话。
Today you are also listening to the words of God. You are also reading of the words of God.
但是你对主的话是用怎么样的心呢？
But what kind of attitude do you have towards the words of God?
那一些信而遵行的人，他真的是有福了。
Those who believe and observe all the words of God are really blessed.
头戴冠为文，这应当是我们基督徒追求的一个目标。
Christians should strive after having this crowned as their pride.
好，那鸡的第二个德性就是武，足搏鸡。哎，没有了，请你再放出来好吗？足搏鸡为武。
The second virtue that a rooster has is that it's able to, it has claws for fighting.
搏就是搏斗，鸡就是指它的鸡爪啊，就是说鸡脚上啊，它有它的爪作为武器可以搏斗。
So it has its claws as weapons to fight.
尤其当它要保护那些小鸡们的时候，它伸出它的我习惯上还是讲他的爪，伸出他的爪来的时候，你看他多么的威武。
Especially when the chicken is protecting its chicks, you can see how skillful it uses its claws to defend them.
他脚上的爪就是他的武器，可以勇敢的可以搏斗。
So the claws on their feet are weapons for them to fight.
我们有没有武器呢？
So do we have weapons as well?
当我们在搏斗的时候，你以什么当为你的武器？
When we are in a battle, what do you have as your weapon?
人家说一哭二闹三上吊。第一就是哭，哭不行就闹，闹不行就上吊。
So people usually have three solutions: one to cry, second to make a fuss, thirdly commit suicide.
要不然就是用钱。
Or they even have a fourth solution that is to use money.
你开一个数目。
So just a name, a sum.
你要多少钱？
How much do you want?
有钱能使鬼推磨。有钱哦，连那鬼哦都会听你的话。
So money makes the world go round.
我看钱就是最好用的武器。
So perhaps money is the best form of weapon for you.
我们习惯上也是用钱来解决问题。
And we always are so adept at using money to solve our problems.
连这个小孩子吵我们的时候啊，10块钱10块钱拿去买 Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So when our child were to make a fuss,We'll just pacify them with $10, ask them to buy Kentucky Fried Chicken.
他们忘记了什么叫做五德鸡了。
So they have forgotten what are the five virtues of chicken.
他觉得肯德基比五德鸡更好用。
So they find that eating KFC is more enjoyable than knowing the five virtues.
不是吗？
Isn't it so?
但基督徒的武器是什么呢？
But what are the weapons of Christians?
什么让你能够在敌人的面前抬起头来？
What can allow us to hold our head up high?When confronted with our enemies,
什么武器让你将来在神的面前有你的威武的？
What is the weapon that can allow us to stand proudly before the Lord in the future?
我们基督徒的武器应该就是真理。
So the weapons of Christians ought to be truth, the truth.
只有真理才能够让我们在敌人的面前抬得起头来。
Only the truth can allow us to hold our heads up highWhen confronted with our enemies.
也只有真理将来能够让我们在主耶稣的面前得到荣耀。
And it's only when it's only with the truth can we be glorified before the Lord in the future.
因此面对信仰上一切的征战的时候，你用什么来当作你的武器呢？
Hence when we are in the battle of our faith, what can we use as our weapons?
你如果用钱财，
If you were to use your money and wealth,
你用一哭二闹三上吊。
You use all the solution of crying, of making a fuss, commit suicide.
你会发觉到问题更复杂，也更多。
When you find that your problems will multiply and they become even more complicated.
最后是带来给我们烦恼和羞耻的。
In the end, it will only bring shame and more sorrows.
甚至让我们在主耶稣的面前抬不起头来。
It will allow us not to be able to lift up our heads high before the Lord.
但是如果我们能够用真理作为我们的武器，
But if you can have the truth as a weapon,
也许会让你暂时受到许多的委屈，或者是伤心啊。
Perhaps.For a brief moment in time, it may cause you to be sorrowed or cause you to suffer some loss.
但是却可以让你在敌人面前抬起头来，让你在主耶稣的面前可以得到荣耀。
But it can ultimately allow you to raise your head up defiantly against your enemy, as well as to stand proudly before the Lord.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Let us read Ephesians 6.
第十七节吧。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Ephesians 6, verse 17. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
You must wear the helmet of salvation.
这个是最重要的。
This is the most important.
救恩能够救我们，能够保守我们。
The salvation grace can preserve us, can save us.
但是更重要的是你要拿着圣灵的宝剑。
But what is also important is for us to hold the sword of the Spirit.
圣灵的宝剑就是我们抵挡敌人的武器。
This can be a weapon whereby we can fight off our enemies.
没有这个武器，你要怎么能够打退敌人，战胜敌人呢？
Without this weapon, how can we prevail over our enemy? How can we stand our enemies?
有时候我们以为有了圣灵就是有了这个属灵的武器。
Sometimes we think that having received the Holy Spirit, we have received this spiritual weaponry.
但是这里告诉我们，有了圣灵，你还要有圣灵的宝剑。
But here also tells us that after receiving the Holy Spirit, you must also have the sword of the Spirit.
没有宝剑，要叫圣灵怎么样的来攻击呢？
Without this sword, how do you expect the Holy Spirit to launch an attack?
那圣灵的宝剑是什么？
But what is the sword of the Spirit?
保罗说，就是神的道。
Paul said, it is the word of God.
你有圣灵，
if you have the Holy Spirit,
但是你没有真理。
But if you do not have the truth,
你不懂得真理。
You do not know about the truth.
你不熟悉圣经。
If you are not familiar with the Bible.
当敌人攻击你的时候，
But when you are attacked by the enemies,
你不知道怎么回答。
You will not know how to answer them.
你有圣灵哦。
Do you have the Holy Spirit?
你有祷告哦。
You know you have the Holy Spirit because you pray.
不是，你有圣灵，你也有祷告。
You have the Holy Spirit and you pray.
但是你能够这样就回答人家的问题吗？
But can you answer others when they are questioned?
当这个问题产生疑惑，不知道对还是不对的时候，
And when there's a doubt and you don't know what is right or wrong,
你要信谁？
Who are you to believe?
哪一个才是对的？
Which answer is the correct one?
你有圣灵，
You have the Holy Spirit.
你有祷告。
You pray.
但是你不知道对还是错。
But you still do not know what is right and what is wrong.
你就是没有圣灵的宝剑。
Because you do not have the sword of the Spirit.
如果你有圣灵的宝剑，
If you have the sword of the Spirit,
你有神的道，
You have the word of God.
你立刻就可以用神的道来引证。
Immediately you will be able to answer with the word of God.
这是对的。
That this is right.
因为圣经是这样记载。
Because the Bible says this.
你还可以引证圣经。
You can even quote the passage in the Bible.
你看，诶，是啊，的确是这样。
And upon referring to the Bible, you can see very clearly that it's right.
但是如果你不熟悉圣经，
But if you're not familiar with the Bible,
你从创世纪翻到启示录，
You may turn from Genesis to Revelation.
又从启示录翻到创世纪，
And from Revelation, you turn back to Genesis.
你说圣经没有记载，
And you say that it's not recorded in the Bible anywhere.
不是没有记载，是你不知道记载在哪里。
But it's not that it's not recorded in the Bible, it's just that you don't know where it's recorded.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你的圣经是放着，不是拿着的。
Because you only put your Bible aside, you do not hold it in your hand.
保罗说，拿着圣灵的宝剑。
Which is why Paul says you must hold the sword of the Spirit.
神的道你要拿着。
The word of God has to be held in your hands.
如果你放着，
If you only put it aside,
动都不动，
You do not even touch it.
需要的时候你才来动，来不及了。
It's only when you need it that you touch it, it will be too late.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
所以我们常常说，书到用时方恨少，像我一样，要用的词句，哎呀，词句不够用，想了老半天都讲不出来啊，就是这样算了。
Sometimes when even if you want to use it, you know it is there, but you do not know how to use it, you are not skilled.So just give up.
圣经也是一样的。
It is the same for the Bible.
如果你常常读圣经，
If you always read the Bible,
你熟悉圣经的话，
If you are familiar with the contents of the Bible,
当人家谈到一些圣经跟圣经的冲突的时候，你立刻就知道。
When others claim that there is a conflict in the Bible, you immediately know what it is.
你说，哎，圣经好像不是这样讲
的。If you answer that it's not written in such a manner in the Bible,
那你知道大概在哪里，赶快就去翻。
And you know which.Exact passage it is, you can refer to that passage.
那你看看，诶，真的，他讲的不一样哦。
You can immediately tell that it is not as it is claimed by others.
但是如果你不熟悉的话，
But if you're not familiar with the Bible,
你越听，哇，好像是对哦，哦，应该是这样才对哦。
The more you listen to him, the more logical it sounds.
那就是错了。
Then it is erroneous.
但是当人家告诉你的时候，
But when others were to tell you,
圣经是这样的，
The Bible, it is recorded in such a manner.
你自己看的。
And when you read of it yourself,
你就圣经明明这样写啊。
You read that Bible has not recorded in that manner as claimed, but it's recorded very clearly in such a manner.
所以如果你把圣经放作不是拿作，你要怎么样来对敌呢？
So if you have only put the Bible aside, you have not held it in your hands, how are you going to use it to withstand the enemies?
主耶稣随时随地都面对撒旦的试探。
The Lord Jesus Christ faced the temptations of Satan at any one time.
而撒旦也会引用圣经。
And Satan even used the passages of the scriptures.
但是主耶稣更引用圣经来反驳他的圣经。
But the Lord Jesus Christ was able to make use of scriptures to counter the scripture that was raised by Satan.
因为你引用错了，你讲解错了。
Because Satan had used the scriptures wrongly.
可是如果主耶稣不熟悉圣经的话，
But if Lord Jesus Christ was not clear of what was recorded in the Bible,
他又怎么样来以经解经呢？
How had he to counter with the use of scriptures?
所以我们都要下功夫。
So we have to put in effort.
我们平时要做准备。
In our daily lives, we have to make preparation.
我们要思想神的话。
We have to think about the words of God.
诗人说他昼夜思想神的话。
And the psalmist says he pondered about the word of the Lord day and night.
尤其是当他遇到疑惑的时候。
Especially when doubt arises.
他会反复去思想。
He would ponder time and again.
这是我应该有的态度。
This is the kind of attitude that we must have.
我们不要用错武器了。
We must not use the wrong weapon.
不要好像西西家王一样。
We must not be like King Hezekiah.
圣经记载他的事情，给我们做一个警戒。
And it was recorded his what happened to him was recorded in the Bible as a warning for us.
请看以赛亚书三十九章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 39.
以赛亚书三十九章。
Isaiah 39.
第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
这里记载巴比伦王派他的使者来见西西家。
So here recorded that envoys from the king of Babylon came to look for Hezekiah.
因为西西家病得要死，但是神延长了他的寿命。
Because Hezekiah had his life prolonged by the Lord even though he was about to die.
知道神延长他几年的寿命吗？
Do you know how many years of life the Lord extended for him.
这的确是一个神迹，这也的确是一个很大的恩典。
This was a great grace for him. This was also a great miracle.
这也成了许多人羡慕的，尤其那些想要长命的人。
And for many people who want to prolong their lives, this became a very envious thing.
因为神加添他十五年的寿命。
Because the Lord added 15 years to his life.
可是重点不是在这一个神迹。
But the main point was not in that miracle.
重点就是他病好了以后。
The main thing was that after he recovered from his sickness,
连别人都听到这个神迹，
that even the enemies heard about this miracle,
都要来看这个究竟。
And even the enemies were curious and they wanted to look at what actually was.
但是这个时候西西家给他们看什么呢？
But what did King Hezekiah allow them to see, display to them?
第二节里面这样记载，
Verse 2 recorded,
说西西家喜欢见使者，就把自己宝库的金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油、武器的一切的军器和所有的财宝都给他看。
Here says King Hezekiah welcomed them and showed them his treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, precious oil, his whole armory and all that was found in his storehouses.
下面说他家中还有他全国之内，西西家没有一样不给他们看的。
Added here that there was nothing in his house or in his realm that Hezekiah did not show them.
先知以赛亚就来见他。
And Isaiah the prophet came to look him up.
他们来做什么？
Why did this man come?
他们来看我啊。
They came to they have come to me.
你给他们看什么？
What do you allow them to see?
我给他们看我的财产。
I've allowed them to see everything that was in my possession.
没有一样不给他们看的。
And I did not, there was nothing in my storehouses that I did not show them.
以赛亚就对他说，
Isaiah answered him,
第五节，
Verse 5,
你要听万军之耶和华的话，
Hear the word of the Lord of hosts,
把你家中所有的，
All that is in your house,
你通通都要掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。
There will be one day that everything will be taken to Babylon and nothing shall be left.
凡他们所看见的通通都要掳去。
Everything that was shown to them shall be carried away to them, for them.
为什么呢？
Why?
这是我的财产。
Because these are my possessions.
代表我的荣耀。
It's represented my glory.
代表我的成就。
Represented my success.
这也是神赏赐给我的。
And these are all the possessions given to me by God.
我在向他见证。
And I'm bearing testimony of him.
神给我多么大的荣耀。
That the Lord had given me such great glory.
有这么多的财产。
That I had such great possessions.
有这么大的军队。
I have such a great army.
有这样的强的国家。
And I have such a strong country.
这都是神给我的。
All these were given to me by God.
这不好吗？
Isn't it good?
错在哪里呢？
So where have what mistake have I committed?
为什么神却宣布他的审判呢？
Why did the Lord proclaim a judgment upon him?
反巴比伦人看见的这一切，通通都要被掳掠。
Everything that was seen by the Babylonians shall be taken away from you.
当然，如果圣经有答案，我们就看圣经的答案，就不用去推测。
If the answer is found in the Bible, we shall just read of it. We should not just speculate.
因为我们的推测未必是跟圣经的记载是一样的。
Because by guessing, we may not arrive at the answer according to the Bible.
那如果圣经已经有了答案，
if the answer is found in the Bible,
那我们就应该放弃我们的推测而接受圣经的答案。
We should just give up on our speculation and follow the explanation in the Bible.
请看历代志下三十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 32.
历代志下三十二章。
2 Chronicles 32.
二十四跟二十五节。
24 to 25. 2 Chronicles 32 verses 24 to 25. In those days Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death, and he prayed to the Lord, and he answered him, and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah did not make return according to the benefit done to him, for his heart was proud. Therefore wrath came upon him, and Judah and Jerusalem.
这就是圣经本身的答案。
This was the answer offered by the Bible.
他得到这么大的恩典。
He received such grace from the Lord.
他应该向这一些人来见证神的伟大。
He should have testified about the greatness of God to these people.
来见证神的拯救。
To testify about the salvation of God.
来见证耶和华才是我们，才是真神。
To testify that the Lord God is the true God.
生命才是最重要的。
That life is the most precious.
而生命的主就是耶和华神。
And the Lord of life itself is the Lord God.
让人家能够看出真神，让人家能认识真理。
That others would be able to recognize the true God, that others would be able to see the truth.
这是神显明神迹的一个重要的目的。
This was a very important purpose for the Lord to perform this miracle upon him.
但是西西家却不明白神的旨意。
But Hezekiah did not understand the will of God.
神让他活着，要他做见证。
God allowed him to live so that he could bear testimony.
但是他却是见证自己的荣耀。
But he only testified about his own glory.
当然有谈到神呢。
Of course, he mentioned God.
不过神给我成恩国。
But what God gave him, what God gave me.
神有给你吗？
Did God give you?
你没有对不对？
Of course you didn't receive from God.
但是我有哦。
But I receive
from God. 我是特别的。
That I'm special.
我是神特别爱的。
And I'm specially loved by God.
因为神给我这样，给我那样，但是你什么样都没有。
Because God gave me this, God gave me that, but God gave me nothing.
所以我比你好。
So I'm better than you.
大概这就是我们一般的思想吧。
So perhaps this are the common the way that we usually think.
然后我们就想，那神怎么这么偏心，给他这么好，给我不好？
And then the other party will think, why is God so unfair? Why has he given him so much and given me such little?
我们同样都是神的儿女。
That we are all children of God.
但是为什么这么爱他，神又这么不爱他呢？
But why has God specially loved this person and why doesn't he love me?
那是让我们搞到神也是乱来的。
So sometimes then you allow us to have a misconception that God is not fair.
所以比如说同样一个灾难里面。
So for instance, in the same tribulation.
陈仁国死了，但是林胜活了。
That one person were to die and the other person survives.
林胜就做见证，神拯救了他，感谢主。
So this survivor will bear testimony that the Lord has saved him and he thanked God greatly.
但是传道娘做奉献就想，为什么我的老公又死呢？神为什么这么偏心不救他呢？两个人一起去，为什么救一个不顺便救两个呢？
But the wife of the person who died will think that why is God so unfair? Why has he saved the other person and not saved my husband?
然后我们是不是要去追查原因？
So are you going to go down to investigate the reasons?
因为林胜很圣洁，陈仁国不圣洁。
Or because the person was saved, he is very holy, while the other person who died, he is not holy.
因为林胜奉献很多钱，陈仁国却是没有奉献。
Because that person who survives offered a lot of money while the other person didn't offer anything.
你看，我们又会用很多的逻辑来去思想，找到一个答案啊，大概就是这样吧。
So we will come to a lot of, we come to a conclusion by our logic, and we think that it is the right answer.
所以圣经上说。
So the Bible said,
是谁用无知的言语让神的旨意模糊不清呢？
Who used their foolish mind to cause the will of the Lord to be so, so obscured?
我们常常用我们的意我们的我们的思想我们的意念我们的判断来去说神就是这样的，但神真的是这样吗？
We always base what the will of the Lord is according to our own judgment, according to our own foolish minds.But is it really the will of God?
有时候我们就是太过随便解释神的旨意。
Sometimes we just haphazardly try to explain the will of God.
尤其我们自己都不很清楚神的旨意到底是怎样。
Especially when we ourselves don't really know what is the will of God.
其实家在这个时候就很明显的。
And very clearly at that point in time, Hezekiah,
他荣耀他自己的意
志。Glorified himself and all he had.
所以25节告诉我们。
Therefore, verse 25 tells us,
西西家没有照他所蒙的恩报答耶和华，因为他心里骄傲。
And because of his pride, Hezekiah did not repay the Lord according to the grace that was given to him.
因此，这应该给我们做一个警戒吧。
So this should be a warning for us.
你要拿什么做武器呢？
What shall be your weapon?
你以真理作为你的武器吗？
Are you going to have the truth as your weapon?
还是以你的财富作为你的武器？
Or do you have your wealth as your weapon?
你要见证真理，还是你要见证你的荣耀和财富？
Are you going to testify of the truth, or are you going to testify only about your wealth?
你总要思想。
You have to always think.
有一天我要站在主耶稣面前的。
There will be a day that I have to stand before the Lord.
在那个时候我要告诉主耶稣什么呢？
What am I going to tell the Lord at that time?
好，我讲第三点。
I'll talk about the third point.
第三个德性就是勇。
The third virtue is courage.
见敌敢斗为勇。
The courage to be able to stand before the enemy and the courage to fight against the enemy.
好像泰国的斗鸡一样，他一站出来哦，你就看到他多么的勇。
Okay, just like the cockfighting show in, not sure, contest in Thailand, you can see the contestant, the chicken, they will stand so valiantly against each other.
你在哪一个钢棒鸡来比较哦？那真正是天差地远。
So it is such a big difference when compared with a kampong chicken.
那个钢棒鸡哦，一看到人就跑的。
Because the kampong chicken would run away when a person would chase it.
但是泰国的斗鸡看到人是站在那一边的。
But the fighting chicken in Thailand would stand defiantly against the enemies.
勇就是能够面对不逃避。
So courage is to be able to withstand or stand up against the enemies and not retreat.
就像哥利亚这么大，但是大卫这么小，但是他却是有勇。
So even if Goliath was such a person with such a great stature, but David was not a coward because of that, because he was courageous.
他不只是信神，他还有勇气。
He did not just trust in God; he had the courage as well.
有时候我们有信心，但是我们却缺少这种勇气。
Sometimes we have the faith, but we lack courage.
我们有时候也知道对错，但是我们却缺少这个勇气。
Sometimes we know what is right and wrong, but yet we lack the courage to act it out.
因此我们不敢站出来，不敢面对。
So we always find ourselves not daring to stand up.To face the situation.
那你发觉到保罗不但勉励信徒要有信心，要明白道理，他还告诉他们要有勇气。
But you find that Paul not only encouraged the believers to have faith to understand the teachings in the Bible, he also encouraged them to have the courage.
不是勇气跟人家做打斗，好像泰国鸡一样看人就打。
Not just the courage to fight like the fighting chicken.
但当然也不要好像钢蹦鸡一样看到人就跑了。
But at least not to be like a kampong chicken to run away.
要在真道上做大丈夫。
To be a man in the faith, in the truth.
谁是我们的敌人呢？
Who is our enemy?
当然，第一个答案就是魔鬼。
Of course, the first answer would be the devil.
第二个呢？
What about the second answer?
就是传异端的人。
Are the people who preach heresies?
第三个呢？
What are the third enemies?
就是反抗真理的人。
Those who go against the truth.
这些是我们的敌人。
These are our enemies.
答案完全正确，100分。
Okay, you have answered correctly, and you have gotten 100%.
但是我们会不会弄错敌人？
But do we miss Have we stand up against the wrong enemy?
你会不会把保罗当作敌人？
Do you treat Paul as your enemy?
你想不可能吧？陈仁国是敌人才差不多，保罗怎么会是敌人？
So you reckon that Paul would never be considered as an enemy?
但是你知道吗？许多人却把保罗当作是敌人哦。
But do you know that many people thought that Paul was the enemy?
请看加拉太书第四章。
Let us read Galatians chapter 4.
第十六节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 16. Galatians chapter 4 verse 16. Verse 16. Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth?
最近我读圣经读到这里的时候，想起保罗，我真的是替他难过。
So when I read of this passage, when I considered Paul, I really felt for him.
你可以想象他写这封信说这句话的时候，心里是多么的痛吗？
Can you imagine the pain that he must have felt when he wrote this part of the Bible?
他这样的爱教会。
He loved the church so greatly.
他这样的爱真理。
He loved the truth so greatly.
他放弃的一切就是为了真理。
He gave up everything just for the truth.
他这么勇敢地去指责他们的错误，也是为了真理。
And he pointed out so courageously the mistakes of those people all for the truth.
可是结果却是成了教会一些人把他当作是仇敌。
But as a result, he was taken by many people, by people in the church to be the enemy.
所以他说，
So he said,
如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？
Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth?
但是以前他们不是这样的。
But in the past, they were not like that.
以前加拉太的人很爱保罗的。
In the past, the Galatians loved Paul.
说起来你也不相信。
And if I were to mention it here, you would not believe.
他们爱保罗爱到什么地步呢？
To what extent did they love Paul?
他们爱保罗爱到哦，他们可以挖他们的眼睛给保罗。
They loved Paul to the extent that they could even dig out their eyes for Paul.
为什么要挖眼睛给保罗呢？
Why did they have to dig out their eyes for Paul?
你如果熟悉圣经，你就知道我讲什么。如果你不熟悉圣经，你说哎，怎么一回事？
If you are familiar with the Bible, you know what I'm talking about.
好，如果不熟悉，我们现在再读一读也是来得及的。
So if you are not familiar, then let's just read about it.
我们看十三节到第十五节。
Verses 13 to 15.
请念。
Verse 13.You know it was because of bodily ailment that I preached the gospel to you at first. And though my condition was a trial to you, you did not scorn or despise me, but received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What has become of the satisfaction you felt? For I bear you witness that, if possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me.
你看，保罗第一次传福音到加拉太的时候，他身体有病。
You saw that on the first occasion when Paul preached at Galatia, he was ill.
那推测这个病应该是眼睛的病。
And according to some, this must be an ailment with the eyes.
Some 是什么？
No.
根据这里。
Yeah, according to what we have read here.
因为他们说嘛，如果能够的话，把我们的眼睛挖出来给你。都好，因为你的眼睛比我的眼睛更有用。
Because Paul testified that these people would have even plucked out their eyes and given them to him.
所以我们根据这里的记载，他那个病应该是跟眼睛有关系。
So according to what was recorded here, we guess that his ailment must have something to do with the eyes.
这不是参考外教会的书，也不是根据天主教所说的，这是根据圣经这里这样记载的。
It's not.According to any reference books, or not according to the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, but this is according to the Bible here.
这大概就是保罗所说的他的一根刺。
So perhaps this would have been that thorn that was in his flesh.
为什么呢？
Why?
你说神的恩典这么大。
You say that the grace of God is so great.
你说能够行神迹奇事。
And you claim to be able to perform miracles.
而你也是医病赶鬼。
And you are able to cast out demons and heal the sick.
但是你自己有病，你怎么医不好呢？
But how is it you are not able to heal your own ailment?
这是不是个很大的讽刺？
Is this a big joke?
在这个时候，你还能够宣传耶稣基督的大能吗？
Are you able then to still preach about the great power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗称赞加拉太教会的信徒。
Hence, Paul praised the Galatians.
我第一次传福音给你们的时候，我身体有病。
In the first occasion when I preached to you, I carried with me a body ailment.
我为这个身体的缘故受试炼。
And this was a trial for me.
而你们没有轻看我。
But yet you did not despise me.
你们反倒接待我，好像接待神的使者，甚至好像耶稣基督。
An angel of the Lord and as Christ Jesus himself.
你们分得很清楚。
You could discern very clearly.
甚至你们有人要把眼睛挖出来给我。
And some of you even wanted to pluck out your eyes and give them to me.
这就是保罗身上的一根刺。
So this was the thorn in his flesh.
这是保罗身上的疾病。
And this was the ailment in his body.
不是指人家的攻击而已。
And the thorn did not just refer to being attacked by people.
如果攻击是身上的一根刺，那彼得啊、约翰啊、所有的信徒啊，他们也一样受到攻击、受到迫害啊。
If by being attacked it was the thorn in his body, then even people like Peter and John, they were attacked and they had this thorn as well.
那不是每一个人都有身上的一根刺？
So everybody would have this thorn as well.
不过当保罗讲他身上一根刺的时候，应该就是指他这里所说的。
So, but when Paul talked about having that thorn in his body, he must have been referring to this particular ailment.
好。那你看到亚拉泰的人多么的爱他。
But you can see how the Galatians loved him initially.
但是为什么现在却把他当作敌人呢？
But how is it that they have treated him as the enemy?
那因为加拉太教会受了道理的迷惑。
Because the people in Galatia, they were deceived in their teachings.
所以在第一章第六节，保罗说：“我很奇怪，你们怎么这么快离开那个福音呢？那不是福音，那是传错更改了的福音。”
Which is why in chapter 1 verse 6, Paul said that he was astonished that they had deserted the gospel, and that gospel was perverted.
那加拉太人整个态度就改变了。
And that caused the entire attitude of the Galatians to change.
我们既然都爱你，但是你却不会爱我们哈，我们有点错，你就在那边指责。
So we love you so much, but yet you do not love us, and we have just committed this little bit of mistake, and you point it out to us.
原来你是我们的敌人。
So as it turned out, you are our enemies.
你说是不是让保罗很难过？
So wouldn't this have caused Paul to be greatly sad?
难怪今天很多聪明人他们都要做好好先生，不要去指责人家的错过。
Of course, therefore many smart people nowadays will want to be the good guys. They will not want to be the ones who point out mistakes.
我们大家做朋友，大概晚上还有榴莲吃。
So if we are all friends, perhaps I will still be able to enjoy my durian feast. Tonight.
如果做了敌人指责的那个过错，要给你吃都不给你吃哦。
So if I'm the enemy, then I won't even have a taste of durian.
朋友变成敌人。
So from friends, you become foes.
所以人人都不要做敌人，人人都做好好先生。
So nobody wants to be the enemy. Everyone wants to be a good guy.
怕别人不高兴。
Because they're afraid of others not being happy.
我为什么要做傻瓜？
Why do I want to be the stupid one?
为什么要由我来去讲？
Why must I be the one to talk about this?
人人都是这样想，对不对？
Of course, everyone will think like that.
但是你想你神会喜欢吗？
But do you think that God will be happy?
你整天想这个人喜欢，那个人不喜欢，怎么你没有想一想到底神喜欢不喜欢？
If you only care about what others feel,have you ever thought about how God felt?
是不是我们太过在乎人怎么样对我们，但是你忘记了神将来要怎么样对你呢？
Have you paid too much attention to how people are going to treat us? Have you forgotten the point about how God is going to God will treat you in the future?
所以在第一章的第十节，保罗这样讲。
Which is why in chapter 1 verse 10, Paul said,
请念。
Am I now seeking the favor of man or of God? Am I trying to please man? If I were still pleasing man, I should not be a servant of Christ.
这节圣经你们不熟悉吗？
Are you not familiar with this part of
my... 我想你们比我更熟悉的。
Of course, you are more familiar than me.
你也知道的。
And you know about this as well.
你要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？
Are you going to seek the favor of man or of God?
如果我还是一样要讨人家的喜欢，那我就不是基督的仆人了。
If I'm still trying to please man,then I should not be a servant of Christ.
你喜欢好好先生，还是你喜欢耶稣基督的仆人？
So do you prefer to be known as a good guy, or do you prefer to be known as a servant of Christ?
我不能够替你决定的，我只能够决定我自己的决定。
I can't decide for you. I can only come to my own decision.
但是我知道，做耶稣基督的仆人，才能够得到耶稣基督的赏赐的。
I know that being a servant of Christ, I can receive the rewards from Christ.
好好先生在地上是欢迎的，但天上我好。在天上是不欢迎的。
A good guy may be welcome on earth, but he is never welcome in heaven.
所以保罗这样说。
Which is why Paul said.
第二章的第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
我们就是一刻的功夫，也没有容让顺服他们。
To them,
为要叫真福音的真理仍存在你们中间。
To them we did not yield submission even for a moment, that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you.
加拉太教会 大概是有给保罗指示吧。
Perhaps the church in Galatia would have instructed Paul in some ways.
这个是我的猜测了。
This is just what I'm guessing.
因为这里谈到顺服。
Because here talked about submission.
谈到容让。
Talked about yielding.
所以我想应该是加拉太教会那些有名望、有影响力的人，大概对保罗说了这些话吧。
Perhaps I think those who are more influential in the church in Galatia must have said something to Paul.
不要为了这一些引起混乱呐、
啊。Not to cause confusion because of all these things.
让大家都不高兴啦、
啊。That others are not happy. Do not be happy. Are not happy.
我们去传福音就好了。
So let us just preach the gospel.
这不是更重要吗
？Isn't it more important?
难道保罗不知道传福音救灵魂才是重要吗？
Do you think that Paul did not know that preaching the gospel is more important than anything else?
但是你的福音还有那个真理存在吗
？But by does the element of truth still exist in your gospel?
所以保罗说我没有容让他们，我也没有顺服他们。
That's why Paul said that he did not yield submission for a moment.
目的是要叫福音的真理仍然存在你们的中间。
With the aim that the truth of the gospel must still be preserved for you.
不要误会保罗好像是泰国鸡一样喜欢打斗喜欢 challenge
Do not think that Paul is just like those fighting chicken in Thailand that they only want to fight
尤其是像那些有名望的人有高智慧的人挑战哇更表现你的了不起
Especially when he's able to fight against the more influential people and that would show that he was even more courageous
不要误会保罗不是这样的人
Do not mistake Paul to be such a person
他不是喜欢斗的
He was not a person who liked to fight.
但是他有责任
But he had responsibility.
叫福音的真理存在
To preserve the truth in the gospel.
所以第六节这样说
Which is why in verse 6 says,
至于那一些有名望的不论他是何等人都与我无关
And from those who are reputedly something, it makes no difference to me whether they are famous or not.
神不以外貌取人
For God shows no partiality.
那些有名望的并没有加增我什么
So those who are of repute have added nothing to me
那这你们去想保罗为什么讲这样的话好了
So just ponder to yourself as why Paul said this
我们需要真理的见证人
We need people who are willing to testify for the truth
耶稣说你们就是我的见证人
And Jesus Christ says that you're all testimonies for me
这个福音已经传给我们
And the gospel has already been preached to us
你知道真理是什么
You know what is the truth.
你有责任来讲解真理，来维护真理。
You have the responsibility to explain the truth as well as to preach the truth.
传扬真理，其中有一个就是维护真理跟解释真理。
And one of the elements of preaching the truth is to defend the truth as well as to explain the truth.
如果真理错误不能够维护
，If the truth is distorted and you cannot yet you cannot defend it.
如果真理被误解不能够解释
And if the truth is misunderstood and yet you cannot explain it.
那你要传什么呢
Then what are you going to preach about?
传福音是很重要的
Preaching gospel is very important.
但是传什么样的福音
But what kind of gospel are you preaching?
如果只是传耶稣是救主那所有的基督教都是传耶稣是救主包括天主教在里面
If you are only preaching that Jesus is the Savior then every church in the world including the Catholic Church is preaching this as well.
对不起，我又讲超过时间，我很快的讲完最后两样啊。
So very quickly, I'll just cover the final two points.
我不要再想 part two 了哦。
I don't want to go into part two in this.
好，第四个道德就是见识相夫为义。
The fourth virtue is loyalty in calling out to others when there's food.
你看公鸡找到吃的时候啊，它就呱呱叫。
So you see, when the rooster has found food, it will make a lot of noise.
我听不懂，不过我在猜。
So though I'm not able to understand its language, but I'm just guessing.
他说这里有的吃啊，你们赶快来这里吃啊。
He must be saying there's food here. Let's all come and enjoy it.
然后你听到看到那些小鸡，每个都跑到他那边去吃了。
You find the rest of the chicken will all rush to it.
这就是公鸡的美德。
So this is a virtue of the rooster chicken.
看到有的吃，就招呼大家一同来吃。
Then when it sees food, it will gather around everyone.
狐狸刚刚好相反。
The is exactly the opposite as a fox.
狐狸说：“我们来去找食物，谁找到食物哦，谁就大声叫。我们找到食物了，大家来分享。”
So the fox will say that let's all go and look for food. When anybody finds food, He should just make a lot of noise so that everybody will know and everybody will enjoy it together.
可是当他找到食物的时候啊，他就偷偷的脱去自己一个人独享了。
But when that fox finds food, it will just quietly drag the food into some other obscure part to enjoy it for himself.
这不是义，这是奸。
So this is not loyalty. This is being cunning.
义人就是有难大家一同来承担，但是有福大家一同来分享。
So a righteous person is a person who would who bear each other's burden as well as to enjoy the rewards of it together.
但是讲利益的人呢，有难大家要来分担哦，你为什么不来帮我？圣经说要彼此相爱哦。
But those who are not loyal, those who are not righteous will think that, okay, if
有难的时候大家要来帮忙，我有难了大家要来帮忙。
That when there is one person is in sorrow, everyone should bear the sorrow together.
圣经说要彼此相爱，对不对？
Didn't the Bible say that we have to love each other?
所以你们要来帮忙我。
So you must come and help me.
但是当我有的吃的时候，
But when I have food,
我就忘记了要彼此相爱，我就自己吃了。
I'll completely forget that we have to love each other, I'll just enjoy the food for myself.
尤其是叉龟吊，我自己一个人吃不是更好吗？
Especially叉龟吊that I love so much, wouldn't it be better that I enjoy it myself?
有的吃就自己吃，有难的时候就责问为什么你们不来帮我的忙。
So when there's food, you enjoy it yourself, but when you are in trouble, you blame others for not helping you.
好，那第五个德性就是守业不事实为信。
The fifth virtue is its trustworthiness of being able to not miss the time.
古时候没有时钟啊，大家都是靠公鸡、闻鸡起舞的。
So in the past, when the clock has not been invented yet, people would the chicken would be the ones who would wake everybody up.
当大家在沉睡的时候啊，那个公鸡就啼叫咯，起来咯，不要再睡觉咯，要开工咯。
So when everyone is still fast asleep, the chicken will be the one who wake everybody up.
所以公鸡是忠信的，它准时呼叫，它不会失信的。
So the rooster is a trustworthy animal that it will not lose faith.
我们是不是这样的忠心的人呢？忠心负责来唤醒大家不要沉睡呢？
So are we people who have such loyalty, to have loyalty to wake everyone up so that they are no longer in the slumber?
因为圣经告诉我们也是守夜者，好像公鸡是守夜者一样。
And the Bible also tells us that we are the watchmen. It's just like the chicken being, the rooster being a watchman.
可是有一些守夜者自己都沉睡了。
So, but there are some watchmen who are themselves sleeping.
敌人来了，他都不知道。
And when the enemies have beset them, yet they do not know.
大家都沉睡了。
Because they have all fallen asleep with everyone else.
大家都陷入危机里面了。
So everyone has goes into the danger together.
而且有些人不敢叫。
But there are also some watchmen who do not dare to raise the alarm.
该叫的时候不叫，不该叫的时候就呱呱叫，这是最糟糕的。
So when it's time for them to raise the alarm, they do not dare to raise the alarm. When it's not time to raise the alarm, they make a lot of noise.
所以这个母鸡哦，就去问公鸡。
So the hen went to ask the rooster.
为什么每个人都喜欢公鸡叫，不叫不喜欢我母鸡叫？大家都是同样的鸡叫嘛。
Why is it that everybody appreciates it when you make your noise, but nobody appreciates me when I make noise?
公鸡就老是不客气地告诉他。
So the rooster told it as it is.
因为我是该叫的时候才叫。
That because I would only make noise when it is time to make noise.
你却是随时随地都呱呱乱叫。
But you make noise all the time, anytime.
尤其是生了一粒蛋的时候，好像天下人不知道一样，全部都呱呱叫。
Especially when you have laid an egg, you are so afraid that others will not know, so you make a lot of noise.
我们也是守望者。
We are also ourselves watchmen.
我们是不是忠心的、警醒的来看守呢？
Are we people who are alert, who are loyal and faithful in dispatching our duty?
该叫的时候，我们会不会叫呢？
When it's time for us to raise an alarm, would we raise an alarm?
保罗这样勉励我们大家。
Paul encouraged us in this manner.
我们就读这一段作为我们的结论。
As conclusion, let's read this passage.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
11-14.
Romans chapter 13, verses 11-14. Romans chapter 13, verses 11-14. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake up from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Verse 12. The night is far gone and day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. 13. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and in licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Verse 14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
现在就是应该趁早睡醒的时候了。
It is full time now for you to wake up from your sleep.
因为我们已经比初心的时候更近了。
For salvation is nearer to you now than when we first believed.
守望者所期待的就是天亮。
What the watchman would long for is for the daybreak.
当他等得越久，
the longer he waits,
就表示天就越快要亮了。
It also shows that it is nearer to the daybreak.
从彼得的时代就说主要来了。
And even as far back as Peter's time, they were already talking about the Lord coming again.
我们已经等了好久了。
And we have waited for a long, long time.
等到现在。
And we have waited until today.
你知道那个时候就快到了。
And you know that the day is drawing even nearer.
但是你准备好了吗？
Are you prepared?
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Darkness is far, the night is far gone, and day is at hand.
等待的人呢、啊？你在等待谁？
So those of us who are still waiting, who are we waiting for?
你还在等待吗？
Are you still waiting?
还是你放弃了？
Or have you given up?